Yesterday I was reading a book of Neville Goddard. I do not know the name of the book because I just have a collection. The name of the book that I have is The Collected Works of Neville Goddard. It doesn't have all of his books, but it's got a lot of the important ones, the ones that people get the most value of. And I'm still on the first book in that. And it's got some of the most beautiful teachings on being one with your I Am presence. And going back to your I Am presence and just being I Am. And then once you cement yourself in that presence, manifestation comes infinite. And manifestation is instant. And manifestation can be towards the outer world or towards the inner world. Towards the outer world, it becomes a proof of divinity in your life and other people's lives. Towards the inner world, it becomes Ramana Maharshi's teachings. It really is that powerful. When Jesus said, "I am the way," that's what he meant. Merge with your I Am presence first, and then the rest will take care of itself. You can go in any direction. You can go further and further in I Am, and let that make you grow in your divinity. Or then go back into the world as unlimited potential. You truly are unlimited. We seldom realize that in our lives. You are unlimited. This world comes from a thought. It really is a thought. When you're in a dream, you really think that you're there, but you're still there. It's a thought. How do you know that this world is not a dream and it's not imaginary? You have accepted this. But it's just a thought. When you go back on one thought that creates this world, that is, everyone has got different assumptions, which is what clearing of the chakras is. Because the chakras, all the way up to the top, irrespective of what system you use, are just levels of perception. And with each chakra that you come down from the Godhead, you go deeper and deeper into the perception. First comes the ego. Then the ego wants to experience time. The ego wants to experience space from that point. In space, it wants to experience being separate from so many things, and goes on and on. It just desires. The ego desires to experience infinite manifestation of the divine through smaller and smaller perceptions, which is completely fine, which is how we experience how beautiful God is and help other people who get lost in that creation. But where all of it goes wrong, the need for the spiritual path, is somewhere along the way we forget how all the creation began, and we get lost in the last decision that we made to experience divinity as a smaller subject. We are just trying to go. This is an analogy of trying to go into a molecule or looking at what's in an atom. But we using our instruments or microscopes, we are just trying to go into a smaller and smaller scale. We are still experiencing the universe, but somewhere along the way of looking deeper and deeper, we got lost inside the atom and forgot that we were the person looking at the atom or within the atom from the microscope. And then every time we get lost at a stage and forget who we are, and we go deeper, it creates another illusion, creates another pain point, another thing that needs to be worked on for divine energy from above to flow through, and kundalini from lower to flow through, from below, not lower. When you forget about your reality at one point and go deeper, a new stage. Smaller set, a larger ego with a smaller set of, sorry, a larger ego with a larger set of limitations and a smaller sense of power and expansion is reached. And you get lost at that stage and forget once again where you were. You create another smaller ego with larger illusions, larger limitations, smaller power. All of it can be merged together, but for that you have to get back on the spiritual. It's not really getting back on the spiritual path. Everyone is on the spiritual path. It's all spirit just going through a path, either outwards or inwards. We just have to be serious about leading a life aligned with God. Because everything that you are not aligned with today, everything that is causing you pain, is causing you distress, anger, hatred, it's not causing you peace, contentment, happiness and joy, is you fooling yourself. It can be a very hard thing to come to terms with, that you have lied to yourself. Many people subconsciously or even consciously lie to themselves that they do not know the truth, or that atheism is true, because they do not want to come to terms with the fact that they have made an apparent mistake, that because of their own thoughts they got lost in a reality, in an apparent reality. But everyone at some point, either in this life or subsequent ones, they have to come to terms with that and practice directing all their energy back to the Godhead. I'm reminded of Peter Mount Shasta, whom I will interview one day on this show. I want to interview a lot of people on this show. Let's see when that happens and when the number of subscribers and listeners allows it to happen. So I was just reminded of Peter Mount Shasta and something that he talks about in his interviews and in his book. I've read probably two of his books. I'm very scattered with my reading. Pick up bits from multiple books at the same time and go back to books later on, continue reading. But in his experiences a long time ago in the 70s, when he was in the Mirwoods praying to be taken away from this planet to whoever he could think of, Saint Germain appeared to him in the woods and said, "I am the part of the Godhead that has been sent to answer your prayers." You can learn about the rest of his experiences from his interviews and books, but the one thing that Saint Germain said makes me very happy about the truth of God. "I am the part of the Godhead that has been sent to answer your prayers." There's so much truth in that. You can go so deep in that and learn so much about the universe and the way God manifests everything. You have to realize that you too are part of the Godhead. And a lot of what you do on the spiritual path is merging your sense of separation and your sense of oneness. Saint Germain, through that statement, accepted that he sees himself as a part, but he still sees himself as the whole. Who said this? "I and my Father are one, but my Father is bigger than me." It's true. God is much bigger than you, but all of that can manifest through you. You just have to let go of your set of limitations. Once, right now, close your eyes and ask God with true sincerity and with all emotion to give you an experience of your limitlessness. If you ask with true sincerity, you will get the experience. Because God is always listening. God doesn't want to see us in pain. God doesn't want to see us in distress. God wants to see us enjoy His creation and be of help to your brothers and sisters, His other children. I say His, it's not necessarily a male, it's just a way of speaking. But truly, talk to God right now and tell Him, give me an experience of my full divinity. Ask God to give you the experience of God, of God's full love. Ask God to show you a miracle. Be honest and you will see one. The only thing that will stop you from experiencing any of these things that you have requested is your resistance. Try this experiment. Do whatever I just told you to do and then practice radical gratitude for 2 days. Irrespective of what happens, separate yourself from the experience and just thank God multiple times during the day for that experience. No matter what happens, see it as the manifestation of God's desire that it is, and thank God for it. Thank God that you were experiencing it when you could possibly not be experiencing that. Do that for 2 days and see how beautiful your life will be. Spend 2 days and not resisting. I was recently reading the books of Lawrence Kovel Shinn. What's the name of the book that she wrote? The Game of Life and How to Play It, or something of the sort. She talks about leading life with alignment with God and not resisting God's desires. When you truly align yourself with God, you're at peace, irrespective of how ugly it may look on the outside to other people who do not see God's perfection. You become a part of that perfection. You lead life as perfection. Some of the desires that you have or may have been causing you a lot of pain earlier, they will still be there. But you will still see complete perfection in the moment. The desires will be there, and when you see perfection in the moment, and you don't resist everything that has to happen now for you to get your desire, for all your desires to be fulfilled, you know is happening, you trust that it's perfect. You just sit back, do what your heart tells you to do, what you truly feel is what you're supposed to do in the moment with love, with alignment with God, and leave the rest to God. That's a beautiful way of leading your life, because you are not stepping away from action. You are still going to perform a lot of action. But every action that you perform, every thought that comes from the part of your heart. I won't say the part of your heart, but from the core of your heart, that is God. And everything that is supposed to manifest through this body, just manifests. And everything else that's supposed to be taken care of for this body and this part of the Godhead to perform its duty will be done for you. Try that and see how beautiful your life will be.